La liberté éclairant le monde from generation to generation, or recognizing indoctrination. It is somewhat unclear if parents understand the way children do. It may not be the blight of indoctrination alone that holds us back. It may be that children are so much smarter and parents so burdened with poverty and confusion that everything is lost in translation. Parents know schools are broken. They know their grades were fake. And yet, in their slumber, they send their children towards the same things. The children eventually let go of their intelligence, their brilliance, and genius because they can see it interferes with grades and may even cause dread. Every child is a genius. Even if that wasn't true, though it is true, every child really is a genius. There are infinite ways to get at science or music composition and leadership or entrepreneurship. We are all extremely adaptive. We are not rocks thrown into water. But if we are taught that reality is something other than it really is, then the sacred space in which we do our decision-making is violated, and we become hijacked, and our decision-making becomes unstable. I always had trouble understanding how someone can cause harm or commit some nasty crime. I came to conclude that a criminal pulls the trigger for the same reason that soldiers around the world do. Their view of reality is often permanently warped, and they are under some pressure and some influence. It could be influence of alcohol or worse, but also it can be the influence of being court-martialed or even yelled at by someone in control of their entire existence. I immediately realized that criminals are indoctrinated into crime. This religion of crime is not exactly emergent. It does not exactly come out of nowhere. It comes out of poverty, from having parents who drink or do drugs because they can't make their way out of their poverty. And then the threat of the neighborhood bullies, which often, as far as survival goes, means both gangs and the police. All those scary individuals that most people agree to keep in cages are just children that had their minds poisoned, oftentimes for so long that there is little chance of returning to normal life. But there is always a chance. I wouldn't say that it is a permanent poisoning. I feel that psychologists know this. And they also know that by keeping people in cages, we make them worse. And I know that we make ourselves worse for it. A criminal belongs in a medical institution specifically built to undo the damage caused by their indoctrination. Prisons poison the minds of criminals further. What they need is understanding, support, hope, future. You know, real justice. More than that, once they are placed into institutions that aren't sick torture, they may not wish to return to be among the people that did that to them, because they will see us as being indoctrinated into a culture of retributionism and torture. The criminals that recover will see the people who were once okay with torturing them as pretty messed up indeed. I was always confused about how people can run around with guns, rob apartments, steal cars. I understand what is wrong with them now. Their minds are simply hijacked. They are just victims of indoctrination into the culture of crime. Crime is a particularly potent example of the power of indoctrination, which frequently can be explained as acting against themselves. But indoctrination is everywhere, meaning that people are doing things that they think are meaningful, but actually they are just hurting themselves or the world. Take the other end of the spectrum. A police officer planting evidence on a known criminal that he thinks should be in jail. The cop was brought up in a culture of putting criminals in cages. The criminal was brought up in a culture of crime. They're both wrong. They're both just little spinning tops wound up by their indoctrination. In very desperate need of psychological help. But round and round they go. To take a highbrow view of the situation, in a more advanced civilization, all the parties involved here and their families would be relocated, given a bright new start in life. And over again until they became free of their psychological indoctrination and set roots in the ground. Their new lives would include expensive housing and beautiful views, free money from an advanced universal income program, and room to take to education, and eventually helping others out of their indoctrination. See, a primitive civilization punishes. An advanced civilization looks to prevention and therapy. We have a lot of work to do. Punishing the police officer would only destabilize him further, and punishing those boys who already have a stressful and desperate life, suffering addiction, debt, poverty, violence, will certainly make things worse for their minds, their delicate minds. There's no solution at the level our civilization is currently operating at. The poor boys are suffering the same condition that otherwise reasonable men from Afghanistan who do not want women in school are suffering from. Their reality is warped, but they are fighting tooth and nail like the great warriors that we all are, except that the warping of their reality is making them hurt themselves. Often this type of self-harm becomes apparent far too late, when one of those boys becomes a father and then watches his son become like they are. Except now, the father gained a grasp on the invisible prison of cultural and psychological indoctrination that he was born into, and is now crying himself to sleep that he does not want his son to be like him. See, once indoctrination is removed, bullies and thugs will slowly begin self-repair. Their past life does not stand in their way towards greatness. We often are what stands in their way. By sentencing a person stricken by indoctrination into years in prison, we only make things worse. We hurt them further. I believe it was the great Michelle Alexander that described a judge crying for tearing a family apart because the father did not break out of his indoctrination fast enough and ended up being sentenced to prison. We must ask, how can we help these men out of their indoctrination sooner? And eventually, we will find that indoctrination is best prevented. One of the major components of prevention is ending poverty, granting the entire family access to free, unlimited money and an advanced universal income program. No sum in particular, just a respectful and very generous daily spending limit. This will go a long way, but the process of unindoctrination is extremely brittle. It requires decades of therapy and re-education. While prevention comes with a clear guarantee, a person who has been already hurt by long-term indoctrination requires special treatment, and in some cases, preferential treatment, meaning that they don't go back to jail or prison. It is our misuse of the idea of money and tolerance of the sick punishment of prisons that fractures people, that induces the emergence of broken cultures, and repeatedly indoctrinates the participants. At this stage of development of our civilization, recognition of indoctrination is the next step. Once people begin recognizing indoctrination, once they begin seeing its incredible hold and negative effects on people, it will become clear that changes almost everywhere are required. The first step that you can take as a politician, teacher, or parent, or leader, or best yet, writer and narrator, is simply to explain to children why people do bad things. They do bad things because the world they think they know is not real. So even though all they are trying to do is good things, or survive, do things like putting food on their table, or keeping their family or neighborhood safe, those things are transformed by the thick layer of toxic fake reality that is poisoning and suffocating and crushing them. And what looks like to them as the right thing to do inside their poisoned world is actually a very bad thing in our world. Here's an opportunity to explain the urgency of real education so that we don't end up being poisoned and suffocated and crushed by warped reality ourselves. We must caution the children, and multiple times, about fake or ineffective education, as invisible prison walls are extremely hard to detect. We have to teach the children to get up at the end of class and say,
"Hey, Mrs. Schmumps, but I didn't learn anything in your class today."
We have to teach them to recognize fake education. And we know what it is like, as many of us graduated without anything to show for it. Certainly nothing that we couldn't learn on our own in a fraction of the time. Indoctrination is everywhere. Most of us were a victim once, be it religions or fake schools or paid colleges or military service, or being forced to clean gas station toilets as a teenager to make some money. You are absolutely not allowed to work jobs like that. If it was their idea, tell your parents to do it. You study art, music composition, or industrial design with the use of 3D printers. Focus on your own portfolio. That's how you get hired. You are meant to become a great being. You are always meant to grow for better, never for the same, and never for worse. Indoctrination is both self-emergent, such as we find in high-crime neighborhoods, and it is designed or crafted by hand, such as we find in cults, religions, and churches. The pattern is hard to see as it is stretched across time, but it always benefits you a little bit, and it takes a lot in the end. Examples are many. Fraudulent churches all around the world, they're everywhere. Even Supreme Court rulings protecting parents' right to religion whilst sacrificing their children's right to reality. How can we silently tolerate organizations that speak out against reason and fact? To substitute reality with a drug-dub sweetened version where the good stuff happens after death. The Supreme Court rulings must consider multi-generational impact. The rulings must be made in contexts of hundreds of years, not in the context of brownie points with the religious people. To be clear, let the adults have their fantasy lifestyles if that is what they want. But don't let them warp the minds of the children by presenting a false reality. And what a truly evil deed that is. Moreover, we have to ask ourselves if we want leadership who is not of the mindset that is based on reality. It makes perfect sense for a religious person to think that a religious father can remove a child from 8th grade to teach them more about their religion. But a well-educated person who is invested in fact, data, science, evidence, and above all, freaking reality, will perceive indoctrinating children into religions as abuse. The blight of poverty that we drowned the world in, by failing to make money work for us and making it work against us instead, is another kind of emergent indoctrination. The modern cultures finally figured out that we are all born equal, and yet we still force children into the poverty of their parents. That is not what equality, what liberty means. Equality means that at birth a child is given enough money to afford effective tutors that truly teach knowledge and wisdom, enough money to own a home when time comes, to dream about family without worry, and never, ever, ever, ever worry about hunger. Do you not understand that when you threaten children with military or poverty or some dumbass idea of hell, they give up their genius? How do you not see that? Fake education, where teachers feed on paychecks like vampires just to push children to schools that charge even more once they are old enough to get a job, is another false idea. How can sustaining an effective education until something is done to fix it be presented as a justification for propagation of fake schooling? The tolerance of recruiting soldiers with action movie-like commercials and the promise of free education and a truck among the groups of kids who have not lived long enough to coalesce their knowledge into wisdom is yet another form of indoctrination. Military recruitment to oil machinery of war with minds and corpses is what real schools and cultures of wisdom were supposed to help us to rise from. A military that takes no interest in helping the world rise out of dark ages is a military that is not interested in peace. Wars cannot be won by waging more wars. Nor can a nation be pacified with propaganda, indoctrinations, religions, and fantasies. Only wisdom can bring world peace. Only leaving bad ideas behind can bring world peace. Only education that truly works. Equality and liberty that is actually meaningful in context of entire lives. No, that narrated books about real lives and real wisdom, especially of beings who made positive and lasting impact on the modern world, are a good source of wisdom. Use the library. Try not to let people make money from the misfortune of fake education on your way out. But hurry. Find your way to thousands of meaningful books, as that is the education that has been stolen from you. Learn to recognize indoctrination. Use the idea of indoctrination as a tool to understand broken and often, unfortunately, unfixable things. Know that preventing of fracturing is the noblest way. Our civilization must embrace prevention as the most humane way to end mistakes and crime and poverty and all that other nonsense that we are better off without. And above all, break out of whatever invisible walls may be surrounding you. Use the understanding of indoctrination as a key to set yourself and the world free. Remember, you are meant to become a great being.